Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Benton can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Hockett moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is walked intentionally. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Hockett scores. Weatherly moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Franklin moves to second. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Denning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. York reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. Higgins moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross is walked intentionally. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. York scores. Ross moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Franklin moves to second. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The slide. Denning applies the tag. Ross is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Henshaw takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Henshaw moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and has Henshaw trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who throws back over to Boudreau, who tags Henshaw for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Denning takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Oscar Grimes pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to third. Denning moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Embry now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ross hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. York moves to second. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. York moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 3 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henshaw moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Denning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Red Embry. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. York takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Franklin hits a line drive towards left. Heath catches it and throws to Mack, who relays to Fleming to double up York. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weatherly strikes out. Parsons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weatherly out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.